Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Defensive players, officers, and people above some and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. Level two has begun as the National Football League regular season is cruising. Nearly 3 weeks done. We have one game left, Monday Night Football, and it's a heavyweight tilt between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Will be as high scoring as some of these other crazy games were today. Russell Wilson throws 5 touchdown passes. Now it's 14 touchdown passes on the year, which is an NFL record after 3 weeks of football. Josh Allen rushes for another touchdown, and oh yeah, he happened to throw for 4 as well, but now he's rushed for the second most touchdowns out of any player in the first 3 years in NFL history, behind only Cam Newton. Pretty crazy as the Buffalo Bills are now 3-0 after a wild 35-32 victory over the Los Angeles Rams. Rams scored 29 consecutive points. It looked like they were going to come back and beat the Buffalo Bills. The Bills were up massively on the Rams. Rams did not tap out. 35-32 final score. Buffalo. The Falcons did tap out. Nick Foles comes in for Mitch Trubisky. And the Chicago Bears are an unlikely 3-0 football team. Meanwhile, no Devontae Adams, no problem for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The New Orleans Saints do have problems right now. Green Bay Packers get it done. Dallas loses a wild one as Russell Wilson lit them up. Meanwhile, the Miami Heat light the Boston Celtics up. It's all over but the crying for the Boston Celtics as the Miami Heat punch their ticket into the NBA Finals. Tip-off is Wednesday. Miami are getting 5 points in game one. The total is set at 217.5. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Lakers are upwards of 4.5-1 favorites. The Major League Baseball playoffs are set to start. We've got Stanley Cup. We've got NBA. We've got Major League Baseball. We've got NFL football. Pandemic or not, it's go time. And the board is a busy one. Tony Finn's going to step up and in. Straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to crunch some numbers with Tony. We'll continue to take a look at the Major League Baseball numbers and bracket, as well as the bracket has been set. The tournament is set to begin on Tuesday. Trades late night. Vent your rage, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We were talking earlier about the NFC least division and how they're now 2-9-1 through 3 weeks. And that's a winning percentage of 208. A winning percentage of 208. It's not good. That's the second worst winning percentage through 3 weeks of a single division since the NFL went to eight divisions in 2002. So, bravo. Bravo, NFC least. You've actually set a new mark of incompetence for the, you know, going all the way back to when we created these divisions. The last time a division was this bad was 2002. The AFC North was 2-8. Was 2-8. An absolute disgrace. Let's bring in Tony Finn right now. Wager Talk in the house. Tony Finn, Las Vegas. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent. Excellent. It's always a good day. Sunday nights, at least we hope it's been a good day. I like Sunday nights.
Yeah, Sunday nights depends on how the day went, Tony, I guess. You know what I mean? Happened.
Absolutely.
So I guess you're saying you had a good day today.
It was plus money, so it's always a good day when it's plus money, right?
Yeah. We were plus money as well. And you're right. You know what I mean? You know, the greedy better in us always would say, well, it'd be better if we won more, but as you stated, hey, you know, if you win money and you put the time in, you know, then hey, it's all good. We did have a good day as well. We did very well with the in-game betting today. So, you know, we had the Buffalo Bills. That was a wild one. But I wasn't right. I had so many plays, Tony. I've been betting a lot recently. The last couple of weeks, I've been pretty high volume with a lot of props and stuff like that. So I didn't get everything right. And a game that cost me were the Atlanta Falcons, who, you know, I had faith that they would be able to play well this week. And, you know, it looked like a good pick once again. But I'm almost kicking myself. It's almost like automatic where, like, when the Falcons are up, we should just take the other team. And, you know, I didn't do it because I was like, nah, they're not going to blow this to the Chicago Bears. And then even when Nick Foles came in, I'm like, so what? They're not really going to blow this. And then they blow it again. They blow it again. But, like, seriously, like, the Falcons keep blowing these leads. There's big-time in-game opportunities. But I can't believe the Falcons choked again. And the Philadelphia Eagles are a disaster. The New York teams, whatever. The New York teams are supposed to suck. But the Philadelphia Eagles, Carson Wentz can't get out of his own way. He's got serious mechanical problems. He's a turnover machine. And the thing is, like, yeah, like they got to him today, but he also has time and he overthrows people. He underthrows people. He turns the ball over. He's just not playing very good football right now. You know, there were a lot of disasters today in the NFL, Tony.
There was. And referencing your Atlanta, whatever you want to call it, an obituary. Maybe it's already an obituary for Atlanta and the coach staff. Is this, and that's if anyone out there knows if they make any bottled water in Atlanta, please call and tell me. I do not want to have anything to do with the water in Atlanta right now, because that what they did today can't possibly happen 2 weeks in a row. And how could it possibly resemble what they did against New England in the Super Bowl? Because since then, this team is far under 500 and have never been the same.
No, you know, you're right. They've never recovered. They've never recovered. And, you know, I at some point you have to, wonder, like, how much longer they're going to keep Dan Quinn, right? But it's not just Dan Quinn. It's Matt Ryan as well. Like, the interception late, like, he taps out. He gets worse as the game. They just have that, you see it coming, and, you know, you don't want to believe it, but it happens over and 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 over again. It never ends. All right.
How do you have a 26-10 lead and not remember the Super Bowl against New England? And the next three drives, the 26-10 lead, your next three drives are a total, I think it was like 1.5 minutes, three and out. A 22-second, three passes, three and out. That was the last one. I am 1 minute, three and out. That's three. That's a total of less than 3 minutes, I think. Do you not remember that at that point in time, 26-10, this is the second half, the fourth quarter. you're going to run a little clock, right? Three and outs. Less than
Shanahan,
3 minutes in the fourth quarter with a 26. What the heck?
Did the same thing in the Super Bowl. He was the one who did it in the Super Bowl with Atlanta, and he did the same thing in the Super Bowl last year. Like, he blew the lead last
Incredible.
Year. You know, but listen, they're not the only ones. The Buffalo Bills nearly blew that massive lead, too. And I tell you what, don't forget, the Bills blew a big lead against Houston in the playoffs last year. I think they were 24-0. Like, they were up big, man, on Houston, and they melted down. They blew the lead. It's a bad habit the Bills are developing here. They won the football game, Tony, but if you look in week one, they were beating up on the Jets. You know, they were killing them. They ended up only winning by 10. You know, they took the pedal off the metal. They got soft on defense. Miami backdoor covered them. You know, they were beating up Miami, and then, you know, Miami late in the fourth quarter made a game of it. And same thing. I mean, Buffalo come out. They punch the Rams in the mouth. They're looking great. And then suddenly, you know, they're up 28-3 or whatever. And then, you know, the wheels just fall off. Josh Allen going backwards. I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback get a face mask penalty before. Like, honestly, like,
no, or,
he was going backwards. Like, I love, listen, I'm a Bills fan, Tony. I've been a Bills fan my whole life, but, and I like Josh Allen, but for the love of God, he does a lot of dumb things. Like late in the game, guys, like the Bills were driving and he went backwards. It was one of those deals. Instead of just throwing it away, he kept on like going backwards and backwards and backwards and backwards. And then he kind of threw it.
That's what you get.
Yeah, it didn't even get to the line of scrimmage. Like, he threw it away. It was like one of those just like, he looked like a college kid. It was like, bro, like, you can't do this in the NFL. And he managed to, like, grab, I think it was Aaron Donald's face mask. So I see the face mask, and I'm thinking, oh, good, he got bailed out. We got bailed out by the penalty. I'm like, no, it's on the quarterback. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback get a face mask on a defensive lineman. But now Josh Allen managed to do it. I'll tell you, Seattle did some stupid stuff late. Terrible. They were throwing the ball and killing the clock, saving Dallas time. Pete Carroll just does dumb things every week. But anyways, let's get into what's going to happen, not what's already happening. What's happening right now, Tony, I don't know. Like, I think there's – what's your take on this? Why are there so many points? Is it bad tackling? Is it the lack of fans? The crowd noise isn't there, so these offenses can click. They can communicate. Every quarterback is loving this. Like, they really do. I mean, I don't think people are putting enough impact on that. But last week it was 11-5 to the over. Right now we're 9-6 going into the Monday nighter. And I tell you, I like the over 54.5. I know it almost seems too obvious, but is this? I think the game's going over. But why do you think there's so much scoring going on?
Well, I think you hit on several key factors. If you remember, you and I discussed this in week one, before week one, and we talked about no crowds, and you're correct. We talked about the fact that if you're a good team and you're visiting, e.g., the Kansas City Chiefs or Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers, who's the king, basically, of the hard count and the hard snap. And when you can do hard snaps on the road, that means there's no crowd. There's no noise. And you know, something you can do is it's just not typical in the NFL, sellout crowds. Part of it's no – I think part of it is that I commented today, Kelly in Vegas sent a text out, or tweet out. I commented here, and she said essentially you just can't bet unders in the NFL or in the NBA for that matter anymore. And I basically said here, pass interference. Listen, the offense has every advantage. The tie goes to the runner. In NFL football, a pass interference. They don't call offensive, and they call defensive pass interference when the DB farts. That's all. It's points.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny, actually. I see that the Rams are bitching about a pass interference call. Late. It's like, shut up. You guys beat the Cowboys on a total garbage like dive. And hey, Jalen Ramsey, you're going to keep on trash talking Josh Allen? It's not working out for you well, Jalen. That's 0-2, bro. On two different teams. That's Josh Allen 2, Jalen Ramsey nothing. More with Tony Finn on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without Rageahol.
Sports Rage late night continues. I am Morenci, throwing it down with Tony Finn, kicking it in Las Vegas. Shout out to all of our affiliates, including the Mightier 1090, SoCal, repping up and down the West Coast. Tony, let's get in a lot of stuff I want to get into, a little baseball, NBA as well. Baseball matchups are set. We've got some early series prices posted. A lot of our listeners in our chat excited for the underdogs, but we'll get to that momentarily. Monday Night Football. Dun-dun-dun-dun. We've got a good one. A big-time matchup here. Battle of AFC heavyweights with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. And, you know, Kansas City Chiefs are getting 3.5 points. 3 and the hook. 3.5 points. Total 54.5. Which way do you think this number is going to go? Do you think it remains at 3.5? Does it come down to 3? And I got to believe that the total will go up on Monday afternoon, Monday evening, when the public really starts betting on this. What's your take? Which way do you think the numbers are going to go, Tony?
Well, I don't think it'll come back to a 3. I think you'll see you're gonna, if anything, you'll see a 3.5 plus money if you want to essentially go that way. I would be surprised if the odds maker. Listen, they're really hesitant. It's too difficult, Gabe, to get them off a 3 or to put them on a 3 when they or get off of a 3. They just don't do it, right? The same applies to getting onto a 3. In this situation, there's too many side outs that some sharp side outs that would be available for the bigger player. I would think that that's what we're going to do. Total is Monday Night Football. Anything that's public typically is going to go is going to lean favorite and over. You're right. Total probably goes up if it goes anywhere.
So yeah, the defending Super Bowl champion, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're getting 3.5 points. They're 2-0, but it's been a tough 2-0 for them. Yeah, you know, well, they got it done against Houston. And then they didn't look very good against the Chargers. The rookie quarterback gave them all they can handle. Look, they lost. The Chargers lost today to the Panthers outright, right? So, you know, the Chargers gave the Chiefs all they can handle, albeit it was a division game. And I think it threw them off as well, right, that they didn't have any tape on Herbert. At least the Panthers had some tape, right? Like they just got – the kid got thrown out there right before the game. They didn't know he was going to start. They didn't know what he was going to do. They didn't know the plays were going to be called. So put him in a tough situation. But getting 3.5 points here, so I guess, you could argue Baltimore's played better football so far this year. You know, Baltimore kicked the crap out of the Cleveland Browns, and then they went and they did the same thing. They were in complete control of the Houston Texans on the road as well. So it's been a nice start for Baltimore. Yet I have a hard time, and I've watched KC's games, and I know they're not playing peak football, and I know teams that win titles, eventually they're going to lose. You know what I mean? Like, they won all those playoff games. They won the Super Bowl. And they keep on coming back. Now they, you know, they've come back again. They're not going 16-0, right? So eventually, like, they're not coming back. But I don't know if tomorrow night's the night. I just have a hard time passing up plus 3.5 points with a team as good as the Chiefs. But I do like the over in this game. What's your opinion on the game?
I've taken no position, official position on this game, at least not at Wager Talk, but I'm not hesitant also to say that if for me, it would be Baltimore or nothing, only because not that Kansas City can't win this game, not that Kansas City can't perform better than they have in week one and two, as you have just perfectly outlined, but good teams, championship teams, they go two ways, in my opinion, Gabe. They either continue to do the same thing and people eventually catch up to them, our teams catch up to them, or have a better idea how to defend them if they're an offensive team. And in this day and age, in this environment, this landscape in the NFL, it is alpha. It's all about offense. And the Derrick Henrys are not are old school cowbells that some coaches still want, Gruden, et cetera, but Kamara is really the back of the future. You saw that tonight. And without Thomas, he's the man. So, here's my deal on this. I'm on Baltimore, nothing, only because Baltimore's last loss. They've won 10 straight regular season games. Obviously, it's a loss to Tennessee. And the last team they lost to was Kansas City in Arrowhead. And the Chiefs, they've evolved. I'd like to believe they evolved a little bit. They're not going to send Patrick Mahomes out, send him back there and be a Brett Favre where he just slings the ball around and throws, takes chances. He's going to complete more than he throws interceptions or incompletions, those kind of things. I like Baltimore. I think they've evolved. I think they're better defensively than they were last year. I think the addition to the defensive front in the offseason basically put them over the top. I like Mahomes, and grew up in that Kansas City area, so I was a fan of Kansas City. I'm still to this day, Gabe, I'm a fan of whoever my money is on. My money's not on the Chiefs tomorrow. If I play this game, it will be on Baltimore. I'm not playing it a lot, what you just described, which is a hook.
You know, they played, as you mentioned, they played last year in week three. 33-28 was the final score. So they got to 61 points. Listen, I totally understand the hesitation with Kansas City. Now, I think Kansas City you get into the teasers here, Tony. You're getting plus 10.5 on a 7-point teaser.
Yeah.
And you get that to the over. I like that play. But, so Mahomes is 2-0. Lamar Jackson is 0-2 against Mahomes. So you get the feeling that there could be payback coming. Eventually, they're going to beat these guys. Eventually, the Chiefs feel like they're due for a loss. You see championship teams do this. The Raptors did that. You know what I mean? You always see championship teams do that, Tony, where the next following year, they're always like, oh, we're cool. We're down by 16. We'll come back. Right. And then eventually you don't, and it catches up. So I totally get it. But at the same point in time, the Chiefs haven't played their best football yet, and they're also 2-0, right? And you're getting 3.5 points with the Kansas City Chiefs. I totally get it. You can make arguments for both teams here, but I don't know if you can make a strong argument for the under, though, can you? I mean, to me, that's the play. This game's going to go over the number.
Yeah. I can't make a – here, you said it. First off, the number in this game, this is an NFL game. This isn't Big 12 football. And you see a mid-50s number when you first open up the newspaper. I'm old school here, right? You open up the newspaper on a Monday morning and say, what the – 55? Are you kidding me? I mean, the old San Francisco teams that were outrageous with Montana and that West Coast offense were in the high 40s, if you remember. And those were outrageous totals, 47, 48. Not now. It's pretty common, and a lot of it has to do with what we talked about. The fact is that if Ty goes the runner on offense, if there's something even in question as far as a foul, a penalty, anything, advantage offense in this environment of the NFL, the over would definitely be. And that teaser you mentioned is a good point. It's a good point. It really is. You get 10.5 in Kansas City, and you'll have to only go over a 40, what would be a 48, essentially, in this situation.
Yeah, probably 47,
48.9.
47
Not
and
bad.
Half.
Yeah, 47, yeah. That's a pretty key number, right? I like your play.
Yeah, you know what? I encourage that because I do think, if anything, guys, the number's going to go up as far as the total. The total will move more than the spread, I think, Will. I think more people are on Baltimore. That's just the deal. I think there are more people are on Baltimore than Kansas City. I think the public is going to get in on Baltimore here. So it was 33-28 last year when they played. It was 27-24 the year before that. So they only got to 51. Going to be a fun football game. But as we mentioned, guys, 11-5 to the over last week in the NFL. This week it's 9-6 going into the Monday nighter to the over as well. And, you know, just look at the high-profile games where, like, we sort of thought, like, you'd be like, all right, is it going to be – I didn't think there'd be that many points, actually, in the Saints game tonight, Tony, against the Packers. No Michael Thomas, no Davante Adams, and it still turned into a complete track meet, right? I wasn't sure. I thought it might be more of, like, a run. Like, people thought, hey, you know, Kamara, Alvin, Aaron Jones, it's going to be more of a run-heavy game. Turned into a pass-happy game. The Cowboys – and I'm a big over-better, Tony – and I had the Cowboys and then the tease to the over. I got screwing a spread, but I had a bunch of props in the game. But even me, I thought, man, 56.5 is high. And yeah. I'm not so sure. It's like one of these, it's almost too obvious, but it happened. It ends up going over. And I feel the same way tomorrow that if I don't hammer the over, I'm going to be kicking myself when they put up like 38 points in the first half, Tony, combined, you know? I know they're going to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, That total you just spoke to, that the Dallas and Seattle total actually at Circa here in Vegas closed at a 58 in NFL football. Crazy. It's wow. It is crazy. And back to what you referenced, no home, no, you know, there's no crowd noise for Aaron Rodgers defensively. He's pretty tough. He showed us that in week one in Minnesota and again last week and now in New Orleans.
It's going to be a fun game. How's that feel that, you remember the Kansas City Chiefs and the Rams game a couple of years ago on Monday Night Football?
Yes.
It has that sort of just, you know, massive game feel to it. No NBA. There is NHL hockey tomorrow. But, you know, this game's going to be taking center stage. So Major League Baseball playoffs are set right now. NBA finals. So, Tony. Opening number, like there's different prices out there. And on the West Coast, I saw Sherman in the Westgate. These guys were at the minus 450 range for the Los Angeles Lakers series price. FanDuel on the East Coast is dealing minus 370 for the Los Angeles Lakers. So you notice the discrepancy East Coast, West Coast a little bit there, especially with the Lakers. So we'll get Tony's thoughts on the NBA Finals set to tip off on Wednesday night. Los Angeles Lakers are minus 5. In game one. That's the number right now. It's minus 5. The total is 217.5 in what should be a very close and competitive series, man. Close and competitive series. I think the Miami Heat match up extremely well with the Los Angeles Lakers. I tell you what, it's basically Kentucky. It's like a Kentucky inter-squad game, this finals. Sports Rage Late Night. More with Tony Finn. Wager Talk on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Morenci. Quickest 120 minutes in sports. Man, this one just sped by here this evening, although we're not done yet. We got Tony Finn with us right now. So, Tony, we'll get right down to business. NBA Finals, Lakers and the Miami Heat. Miami get it done tonight. We cash a ticket. We had the Heat. We had the over in the basketball game as well. So it was a profitable series for us. We rode the Heat in every game. So we rode the Heat in every game, and you know they get it done in six. So we go 4-2 in the series. We hit a bunch of props. We hit the overs. It's been a nice run actually for the NBA playoffs for us. So now we're going into the finals here. What do you make of the line with the Lakers being this big of favorites? Because I don't see it from a basketball standpoint. I don't think the Lakers should be 4-1 favorites over this basketball team. But what's your take on it?
As far as the future goes, it's geared to public. Although it is, it's just geared to LeBron and a public team like the Lakers. I think 4-1 is a little. That's a little extravagant for my taste as far as if I was going to back in the Lakers, and I think it's attractive. And if you have any appreciation and respect for what the Miami Heat culture is all about, which Pat Riley's done there, and we've talked, you and I have talked about that as well. So yeah, I agree with that. And as far as the line goes, I thought this would be Lakers. I thought this would be very similar to the Lakers series. It wasn't the Clippers. I thought, even though it was Boston, it is the East. It is the East, Gabe. So the West is going to get they're going to get a notch up on as far as being favored or being getting any kind of public fade at all. And that would be, I thought this would be Lakers minus six. So minus five is more attractive if you want to be a Lakers backer. If you're like, I'm like you, I believe that's too many points for a Heat team that just, they like each other and they're playing really, really well. This was no pushover Boston Celtics team that they just took down 3-1. This was a good Boston Celtics team, young, albeit with some holes as far as a big goes in the middle, but a pretty good team, Gabe.
Yeah, very good team. Look, they also beat the Milwaukee Bucks. And we could talk about, well, you know, the Bucks happened to be the one seed, and the Bucks were the NBA favorites. So that's another thing, too. People can say now, oh, well, the Milwaukee Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks. Well, I don't know. They were the ones that were actually favored over the Lakers and the Clippers to win a title. The Miami Heat guys are 12-3 straight up and against the spread in the playoffs. Hard to get in front of that. Listen, from a basketball standpoint, I think they match up well. You know, Bam and versus AD is going to be an epic battle. I like Bam's toughness. You know, LeBron is great. I like them, you know, as you talk about the chemistry of Miami, the fact that, look, you look at Denver, and Denver really was a two-man operation, and then it turned into sort of a one-man, like Jokic hit the wall late, right? Jeremy Grant scored 26 in one game. Porter hit a couple of threes, but they don't have a legitimate number three guy that was consistent on the Denver Nuggets. The Miami Heat, albeit young, like, do. You know what I mean? Look at Tyler Hero. Another 11 points in the fourth quarter tonight. You know, he steps up. Duncan Robinson's been stepping up for them. You know, there's different guys. Gordon Dragic can have a big game. Tyler Hero can have a big game. Jimmy Butler can have a big game. Bam is dominating. I don't know. They have a bunch of guys that can contribute. And I think stylistically they match up very well with the Lakers. I think we're looking at a real battle here. I don't underestimate the Lakers. But one thing I will say, too, listen, the Lakers would have beaten Denver anyways, Tony, but it's not a coincidence that they cried about free throws. And then, you know, LeBron and AD shot 28 free throws the next game. The league got the Lakers into the finals. I don't think they care if the Lakers win now. You know what I mean? I don't think, like, that's not part of the deal. Like, the deal is we'll get you to the finals and get you on TV. All right? Now, LeBron, you're not getting the calls automatically. Like, I think that's the way it's going to work out. I'm not as intimidated as, like, you knew Denver was going to get screwed with the calls, and they did. But I'm not, it's no excuse. The Lakers are a better team. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think, listen, Tony, I could ramble on all night about this, but I think Miami can play with these guys. I really do.
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind they can. You've mentioned it. First off, this is a pseudo small. There's a pseudo small Miami team. Bam has the height, the length, but he has the quickness to actually be out on the perimeter with Davis, where Davis wants to play. Davis thinks he's a damn point guard, you know, 7 foot point guard. He's not a physical guy. He's not going to get in there and pound his body on anyone. And Miami has a mix of youth and veterans, you know, and I will say that Pat Riley's additions late in the season, adding Iggy and those physical kind of guys who have won championships, physical, they can go in and beat up on some people. Eric S. has a lot of different ways to go. This team can play with the Lakers. And if you don't believe it, then think about what Houston was able to do. Look, Houston has owned the Lakers. When they went small, they owned the Lakers. They knew that's how you were going to beat the Lakers. Go small and let Davis play out in the perimeter. Keep him out of the paint. And I agree with you 100%. The league surely didn't want Denver and Miami in the NBA Finals. So they wanted the Lakers in Boston. You and I both know that.
Yeah. And Miami took care of business. Miami delivered the knockout punch. As we stated, guys, Miami Heat 12-3 straight up and against the spread, getting 5 points in game one. Yeah, listen, Lakers, I'm not discounting the Lakers. Lakers have really, you know, Rondo's been playing great basketball for them. He's been a massive difference maker. He's been that veteran guy that, you know, can step up, that's been there, that's done that. You have Iguodala, that's sort of the same thing for Miami. Spoelstra's won titles before, now going against LeBron. Pat Riley and LeBron aren't the best of buddies, despite the fact they were together. LeBron didn't leave on the best of terms there. Pat Riley, former head coach of the Lakers. Some great storylines here. You know what I mean? Shaquille O'Neal that played for both these guys, too. So, you know, Shaq is going to be all over this. It's some real good stuff. All right, Tony Finn kicking it with us. So much stuff here, Tony, including Major League Baseball. So Major League Baseball, the series are set. And we got some early numbers here, Tony. Major League Baseball playoff series prices. American League. Tampa Bay Rays -210. Blue Jays +170. Oakland Athletics -135. White Sox +110. Minnesota Twins -120 versus the Astros +100. Cleveland Indians are +110 against the Yankees. Although Cleveland's got the home field. Cleveland +110, Yankees -135. Los Angeles Dodgers are 3-1 favorites, -300 against the Brewers. The Braves are -125 only against the Cincinnati Reds. Reds have good pitching in a short series, though. Cubs are -190 versus the Marlins +160. And San Diego are -175 against the St. Louis Cardinal team. And all they do is just win, win, win in the playoffs. And look at this year, what they went through. They still get into the playoffs. So they're +145. What's your initial opinion here of the Major League Baseball matchups?
This is different than it's ever been. You and I both know it. Everything's different now with that bad girl, Rona, that decided to visit. And here's the deal. I don't have to say anything. You said it all. In something as packed as this season was, this playoffs are even more packed. They're going to play every day. There's going to be no days off. They're going to play every day. Pitching staffs, good. Three good pitchers, three capable pitchers. Look at those at the rotations. And if you're looking for a dog, that's the way I would go about attacking who has the best chance to give me the best ROI. It would be a team that's flies a little under the radar that has three capable pitchers and maybe a couple arms in the bullpen that are also that basically piggyback the starters in the final three innings. So that would be my opinion. You mentioned a few. It's funny. I think Tampa Bay, Toronto's a young team. They have some capable pitchers. They have some young talent there. But I mean, this Tampa Bay team is about pitching. They may not be as good as they've been in years. They're a little better offensively, Gabe, but I think that's a pretty good price on Tampa Bay, if you ask me, over Toronto, who, like I said, could surprise. But give me good pitching. Give me good pitching right now in a three-game series, even in a seven-game. We both know this, double that up. But three games, anything can happen in three games, right?
Seven games. You win two games and you're done.
That's right.
A team that loses game one, like, faces elimination in game two, as crazy as that sounds. Like, you lose one game. It's like, all right, we face elimination now. So I don't know, Tony. I think the Blue Jays bats, you know, they're playing with house money, these guys. The Blue Jays are playing with house money, right? They're young dudes. They're not even supposed to be in the playoffs. I was talking about this earlier, though. I don't think Tampa had the same pressure on them as the Yankees do or the Dodgers do, though, right? It's not the same. But the Blue Jays are playing with house money, but still, Tampa could be like, I think the Blue Jays are kind of live. What about Cleveland? You want to talk about pitching. Cleveland's got pitching. They've got great team chemistry. And now the Yankees are hit or miss, right? Like, the Yankees will either hit five home runs or they're going to strike out nine times. So I think the Yankees are vulnerable, and the odds makers know it, as evidenced the fact that Cleveland's only +110. But I think there's an upset in the making right there.
First off, you hit everything on the head there. I wanted to say, you'd say something I want. Exactly. First off, Cleveland can't hit you or I. Okay, at least they haven't. They're Lindor, their main guy. Pitching staff-wise, I think they probably have the best pitching staff in baseball right now. I'll argue it with you. You might be able to win that argument. There's some other pretty good staff, but the Indians are deep on the mound, in the pen. They're not so deep in the plate. At least a couple of their key guys, Lindor and others, haven't hit very well. Toronto is live in a three-game series. They're live. They win game one, then they're...
You've got Rio going.
I'd be right
Snell.
There with you, standing next to you. Yep, yep.
I know.
And here,
before.
I think you're right. Yep. Tampa Bay is... Toronto's playing with house money. Listen, Tampa Bay's always playing with house money. They sit in the division with the Yankees and the Red Sox. They're always, listen, no one lies. They're always the dog. They're always the dog. So I'm assuming that they don't feel much pressure. I agree with you.
We've got quite a few people, Chicago listeners in the house. And not just people from Chicago, but there's a lot of White Sox love with our listeners of liking the White Sox in this series. Against the Oakland Athletics, I think of all the teams. I'd like to get on the White Sox, but I think of all teams, like Oakland's not a good matchup for them. Oakland are serious, Tony. They've been in big games before. They're not playing around. Yeah. They've been like consistently the best, you know, one of the best teams in baseball all year. They fly under the radar, but they're freaking good. And like I said, they've been in the playoffs every year the last few years, right? They've been in big games.
Their rotation.
I think they can handle this.
You're right.
I think they're going to beat the White Sox. White Sox had a nice year, but I don't think they're ready to beat the A's in a miniseries.
As long as Oakland doesn't throw a left-hander at this White Sox offense, they got a really good chance. You're right. That rotation, they may only be middle of the pack, but they have the best bullpen. In regular season, they were the best. Nobody's going to argue that with me. And Melvin knows how to shorten games. And these are the most timely hitting team. Situationally, they're the best in baseball. Look at their average, 230 on the season, yet right there in runs scored. Hit when they need to hit.
Tony Finn, Wager Talk. Check him out all week. He'll be breaking down the NBA Finals, the Major League Baseball playoffs, and more. We'll catch up with Tony later in the week. Tony Finn. Thanks, Tony.
Good, buddy.
Sport continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night. Quickest 120 minutes in sports flew by. Thanks to Tony Finn for stepping up and in. We'll connect with Pete Annapolis tomorrow. We'll get into the NBA Finals throughout the week. Some great stuff. You know what? We haven't had Coach Nick on, B-Ball Breakdown, in a little while. We'll touch base with Coach Nick as well. Big week of basketball, big week of baseball, football tomorrow night. We got Monday Night Football. Of course, it was a crazy weekend in college football. We'll talk some college football tomorrow night. Drew Martin Betts will be stepping up and in. We got Paul Bovey on the radar, hitting the NBA Finals. A lot of great guests this week. So Major League Baseball playoffs start on Tuesday. Four American League games, and then four the American League, they all play game one. Then they all play game two on Wednesday, and then the National League will play their game ones on Wednesday. So eight baseball games on Wednesday, and including the NBA Finals, guys. Holy crap. So eight games, side in totals. That's 16. plus you throw in the NBA Finals side in total, that's 18. Not to mention the props. And, oh, yeah, man. They're not really going to play game seven of the Stanley Cup Finals on Wednesday, are they? Like, if Dallas win tomorrow, which, you know what? And you guys know I've been crushing the Stanley Cup Finals. We've been crushing it. I think Dallas are going to win. I think it's going seven games. I think Dallas are going to win. Just the way that the hockey is, the way the bubble and the hub and all this stuff, and like, yeah. And I think Dallas are the play tomorrow night. Dallas Stars get it done and extend this, and we go seven to play for it all. Wouldn't even shock me if it went to overtime again. Two games in a row to overtime. Crazy.
Wouldn't shock me if went to overtime again, but I think the Dallas Stars win tomorrow. As far as the Monday Night Football game is concerned, great teaser opportunity. You can tease the Chiefs up to 10.5 and go over to 47, 47.5. I like the over of this game. If you're not into teasers, I think the over is the best way to go. They put up 61 points last year. Should be similar. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.